Laudato Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Wednesday, September 15th, Pope Francis wraps up his 34th apostolic journey abroad, bidding farewell to Slovakia and returning to Rome. And Slovaks recall the highlights of the Pope's visit, which included a mass on the feast of the country's patroness and a prophetic meeting with the Roma community. In the Vatican, I'm Devin Watkins. Pope Francis returned to the Vatican this afternoon after an apostolic journey that took him first to Budapest for a day and then on to a four-day tour of Slovakia. Accompanying the Pope on his visit to Slovakia was Lydia O'Kane. She joins us now from Bratislava. Hi, Lydia. What kind of tapestry could we weave through the Pope's many appointments in Slovakia?
Yes, indeed, Devin, the curtain has come down on this 34th visit abroad of Pope Francis. He left there this afternoon. But yes, it was certainly a tapestry. There are many, many events. It was a visit where Pope Francis went from the west of the country to meet the east for the celebration of the Byzantine Divine Liturgy. As you mentioned, there was a mass at Shashtin today. And these two events really demonstrating the Christian values that are still very deeply rooted in this country and really continue to be today. The visit also provided Pope Francis with a chance to highlight the importance of unity and fraternity during two meetings, the ecumenical meeting in Bratislava and also an encounter with the Jewish community as well. But perhaps there were two meetings that really highlighted the heart of Christianity, that spirit of charity that Pope Francis holds very dear. And those meetings were at the Bethlehem Center in Petrišalka, where he met to greet the homeless and the needy in a house run by the Missionary Sisters of Charity. Then he went to Lunik 9, a district in Košice, yesterday, where he was greeted by a joyous atmosphere by the Roma community there. And that area is really guided by the Salesians of Don Bosco. When the Pope departed yesterday from Lunik 9, people were already expressing the hope that the visit would bear real fruit for the community in Lunik 9. And to give you an example of that, I was talking to a Salesian priest earlier today, and he was telling me that yesterday evening, after the Pope left Lunik 9, where usually every evening there's a cacophony of sounds, there's people really playing music into the early hours of the morning, there was a silence. There was no music. That literally people, he was saying, appreciated so much that the Pope had come to visit them and that there was literally silence all around, that appreciation. And this is what I'm talking about. Maybe that there are these fruits that people are already speaking of. And certainly the Salesian priest today was telling us that fact, was showing us that this could be very well something in the air for the community there.
And Lydia, what effect do you think this apostolic visit will have on the people of Slovakia?
I think the church here is well aware of the secularism of Europe, the secularism that has arrived on the doorstep of many European countries. And I think the bishops of Slovakia really want to make sure that they're not resting on their laurels over this. And I think by coming here to Slovakia, the Pope has given the country, has given the faith here a bolt of energy. And that was really seen yesterday when the Pope went to Lokomotiva Stadium in Košice, where the Pope was really showing the up-and-coming generation. He was saying that, you know, for love to be fruitful, you need not forget your roots. You need to remember the faith. You need to remember where you come from. Because he said that those roots are to be found in the love and heroism of Jesus. And also before the Pope left the country, he left the country with a message. And I think this is what the message that the country was really wanted, that was expecting, that message of encouragement, that message of strength. And he told them at Shashtin earlier today that faith is a journey. Faith is a journey inspired by a simple and sincere devotion. And he called on them to persevere. He called on them to persevere in the faith with compassion, but also with gratitude.
Thank you very much, Lydia. And that was Lydia O'Kane joining us from Bratislava in Slovakia. As Lydia was mentioning, the Pope celebrated Mass this morning at the National Marian Shrine of Šaštín to mark the feast day of Our Lady of the Seven Sorrows, the patroness of Slovakia. As Robin Gomes reports, the Holy Father held up Mary as a model for Slovaks to follow in her prophecy and compassion.
Celebrating Mass at the altar next to the statue of Mary holding the lifeless body of Jesus on her lap after the crucifixion, Pope Francis said Mary's faith set her on a journey after the Annunciation. Without considering herself privileged to be chosen as the mother of the Savior or keeping herself within the four walls of her house, she regarded it as a mission and went out to visit and assist Elizabeth, her cousin, and to reach all people with God's saving love. Mary's journey to Jerusalem for the presentation of baby Jesus in the temple set her on a lifelong path of faith in the footsteps of her son as the first of his disciples, even to Calvary, to the foot of the cross.
Ma quando la Chiesa si ferma, si ammala.
Pope Francis urged Slovakia's Catholics to persevere in their journey of faith without stopping, adding, when the church stops moving, she falls sick. The Holy Father then focused on Mary's faith as prophetic. Her life is a prophetic sign that points to God's presence in human history. His merciful intervention confounds the logic of the world and lifts up the lowly and casts down the mighty. Faith, the Holy Father pointed out, cannot be reduced to a sweetener to make life more palatable. Jesus came to bring not peace but a sword, demanding a decision from us. The Pope said Slovakia today needs such prophets, Christians who are weavers of dialogue where hostility is growing, models of fraternal life where society is experiencing tension and hostility, bringers of the sweet fragrance of hospitality and solidarity where personal and collective selfishness too often prevails, protectors and guardians of life where the culture of death reigns. Finally, the compassionate mother dries our tears, comforts us, and points to Christ's definitive victory.
Ci apriamo a una fede che si fa compassione, che diventa condivisione di vita verso chi è ferito.
Pope Francis thus encouraged Slovaks to a faith that becomes compassion, identifying themselves with the needy, those who are hurt, suffering, and are forced to bear heavy crosses. I'm Robin Gomes.
The first event of Pope Francis's last day in Slovakia was a moment of prayer with the country's bishops. The church leaders of the EU nation prayed with the Pope for strength in their evangelizing mission in the face of creeping secularization. Father Benedict Majaki has the story.
Pope Francis shared a moment of prayer with the bishops of Slovakia on Wednesday morning at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Seven Sorrows in Šaštín, a small town located in the Senica district in the Trnava region. The Holy Father and the bishops together recited a prayer of entrustment to Our Lady and an Our Father, followed by a concluding prayer from Pope Francis. Wednesday, the last day of the Pope's 34th apostolic visit, falls on the 15th of September, the liturgical feast of Our Lady of Sorrows, the patroness of Slovakia. Following the moment of prayer, Pope Francis presided at the celebration of the Holy Mass before leaving for Bratislava International Airport. He is scheduled to return to the Vatican later on Wednesday. The beginnings of the National Shrine in Šaštín dates back to the 16th century when a noble woman asked for the intercession of Our Lady so that her husband, Lord of the territory of Šaštín, an irascible man, would turn a new leaf. In gratitude for her answered prayers, she had a statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary made and placed at a small chapel. Soon after, many people began to stop in prayer at the chapel, and it became a popular place for pilgrims. In 1710, following reports of many miracles, a commission of inquiry was established, and on the 10th of November 1732, the statue was declared miraculous and entrusted to the care of the parish priest of Šaštín. In 1733, the Paulines asked that the statue be entrusted to them and began building a shrine as well as a monastery. Unfortunately, Emperor Joseph II banished the order in 1786 and took control of the monastery. The church once again took charge of the shrine. On the 22nd of April 1927, Pope Pius XI declared the Virgin of the Seven Sorrows patroness of Slovakia, while on the 23rd of November 1964, Pope Paul VI elevated the church to a minor basilica. Among the several notable visitors to the basilica include St. Teresa of Calcutta, who visited in 1987, and Pope St. John Paul II in 1995. I'm Father Benedict Mayaki.
As the Pope left Slovakia, the spokesman for the local bishops' conference offered us his thoughts on the visit. Father Martin Kramara said the Pope's visit will renew the faith of the Slovak people.
The Holy Father's visit to Slovakia has left us with feelings of great joy as well as many beautiful stimuli for reflection. The Lord blessed us with wonderful weather, and so the Holy Father was able to receive tens of thousands of pilgrims in all three Slovak ecclesiastical provinces, the two Latin provinces, Košice and Bratislava, to where also Šaštin belongs, and in Prešov, which is home to the Greek Catholic metropolis of the Byzantine Rite. We have had days full of happiness, and I confess that I could not help shedding tears when the Holy Father in the Pope Mobile went out into the stadium among the young people in Košice. It was wonderful. Šaštin was also wonderful. Despite all the complications due to the circumstances of the pandemic crisis, around 60,000 faithful came. The Holy Father's encouragements were very rich, both for us priests and for the bishops and consecrated, to live a faith that is not rigid, but is in motion, that goes out to meet, that is prophetic, that does not focus on numbers and expressions of power, but trusts even in the little things, that it is the power of God that decides, to live a faith that is a sign that will be resisted, not in the sense of provoking conflicts, but in the sense of demanding of ourselves that we give authentic witness to the gospel and never fall into selfishness and superficiality. Thank you, Holy Father. Thank you so much. And we will not forget to pray for you. Please pray for Slovakia. Thank you so much.
And finally, Slovak Catholics are already summing up the highlights of the Pope's visit and how it could change the country. One high point was the meeting with young people yesterday evening. We spoke to one young person named Fabian.
Our young people are very happy to be here and that Pope Francis chose to meet with them. I think that Pope Francis also chose our country because his tendency is to choose the small countries. So the most important question is why Pope Francis chose our country, but also why God, across Holy Father Francis, chose us, our nation, and also our young people. And it is very nice that Pope Francis would like to encourage our young people because he knows that also we are living young democracy. Before we lived approximately 40 years in under communism regime, and now also our democracy is very fragile, very, very soft, and we are still improving to live in our democracy. And Pope Francis knows that also young people are a special group, very precious, also the hope of the world and the hope of the church. So he would like to meet with them, encourage them.
That brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, go to our web portal at www.vaticannews.va. And you don't forget to catch the latest updates on our Facebook page and Twitter feed. Many thanks go to Adriano Vitali in studio. In the Vatican, I'm Devin Watkins.